Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is
the frozen. You suck.
I'm not good at this. I was going to go with something frozen or Evan Sicole or something.
Unfrozen like that. Caveman podcaster.
That works.
See?
That works.
See, I'm
a little wordy.
It's better as opposed to that word vomit you just had.
Yeah, I'm a wordsmith.
Yeah.
It is colder than hell out.
Yes.
But we're in a nice warm spot. Nice warm.
We are. We've cuddled up.
Yes. A nice warm hole we found to cuddle up in.
Just letting that one go.
It's always awkward when we sit on the same side of the table.
Yeah, but, you know.
You gotta keep our warmth.
True. And, you know, it's the nudity that's really the awkward part.
Exactly.
You
know. Exactly. We'll see how long it takes for us to get thrown out.
Skin-to-skin contact helps the body heat transfer, though. So, we're doing this for survival, not...
Gross.
Because...
Ish.
Because you like looking at my body.
That... No. No.
Don't deny your feelings.
I'm denying.
I'm aware you're denying.
We are at enough sandwiches. Or is it just enough?
I think it's just enough. It doesn't say sandwiches or anything else.
I'd like to say that it stands for something or it means something, but I think...
We don't know. It could.
But a brand new place. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, it's been open for probably about 2 months, I want to say. I want to say right around Thanksgiving last year. I've been here once before.
Okay.
And not to color the opinions ahead of time.
The opinions.
But we were here for breakfast.
Okay.
We did not do dinner like we're doing right now.
This one's a little wasted and this one's the snowstorm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I went here with the wife and it was very, very good. I had one of their breakfast sandwiches, which was extremely good. And my wife had an omelet, and it was a two-egg omelet, which is rare to see nowadays. Pretty much any time you get an omelet in a restaurant, it's going to be at least a three-egg.
Right, because you have to have enough...
You have room to
stuff.
That was the most... That was an omelet by IKEA, because they somehow fit so much crap. Let me rephrase it. So many ingredients, so much stuff.
That sounds a little bit better.
And, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So much stuff into that two-egg omelet. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was an engineering thing. I think it was some sort of...
A marvel.
Yeah. It was non-Euclidean omelets. And it's just... There.
Wow.
There's your science
You're
word.
You're really going off with the words
today,
aren't
you? That's right. I'm full of words. I'm in charge today. I had today off.
You sound chipper.
I did...
Nothing.
No, I did stuff. I got a little cleaning done around the house. Today, the day we're recording is Martin Luther King Day, and working as a bank employee, I have off, so that was nice. As did my wife. So we got some stuff done around the house. I ran some errands at noon. Let me tell you, Home Depot at noon is a ghost town.
Yeah, it's. It's along the same lines as like Target on a weekday.
Yeah,
like during the day.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It's really the only time to go.
Yeah, and I got caught up on all of last week's Daily Shows and Colbert Report.
God, you really did nothing.
I did nothing.
You're really good at it.
Well, the problem was it was so cold today. I mean, the low today was something like -12,
and the high today was -6.
Yeah, I mean it got above zero. At least in our, according to the car thermometer, it got to about one.
Mm-hmm.
But that could be reflected by the fact that it's near an engine, so that may not be exactly accurate. But it was damn cold. And when it's so cold, you don't want to do anything.
No, you don't.
I didn't want to be at work. I just sat and I had a blanket around me, and I sat and watched TV, and I did nothing. I had a space heater pointed at me with the blanket.
Really? I think you're getting old.
No,
you sound like my grandmother trying to bite through a snowstorm.
I'm not getting old. My house is getting old.
Ah, that's right.
So, the furnace was running all day, nonstop, and it never broke 60 in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
That's a problem.
Luckily, we have a brand new furnace, mm-hmm. so it's somewhat efficient. So I'm not getting raped by the gas company.
But you have original windows or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my house is, I think, 56 when it was built. So we're talking 65-year-old house. So, as I said in the car, I don't have windows. I just have holes with panes of glass in them. So.
That's fancy. You have to pay extra for that.
Normally, yes, and I did. So. But, yeah, that's on the agenda for the summer is to get a quote on at least replacing the front window. We got like the big kind of bay windows in the front, and three out of the four windows don't open anymore because the mechanism is busted.
Oh, then you definitely
get it. It's like, okay, we think we got at least, because when we moved in, only two opened, and then we lost one this year. So by that rate, we'll lose the last one this summer sometime.
So there's no way to vent.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, we need at least get a quote. Because mm-hmm. I'm guessing those are going to be pricey windows to fix. So yeah.
Yeah, it's butt cold out.
Yeah, it's butt cold.
I got your tickets in whenever you guys want.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably just swing on the way out. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. But no, we're at Nuff. And we got beers.
Yes, we did. I also got some food.
You went with a side.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to your stuff. Now, this is like World Street Kitchen or a lot of places now where you order at the counter and then they bring it out to you.
Yep. Well, so, the kind of nouveau, maybe that's the wrong word, but kind of the new cafe.
Yeah.
You're getting really, really similar. High quality ingredients and good quality food that's being pushed out. But in a less intimate atmosphere, and you're not having to tip the waitress or anything.
Yeah, I don't know if less intimate is the right word, but it's more cafe-y, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. But what did you get?
I went with I believe it's a Summit. Shells. I knew it was a local S. Couldn't remember. But is there snowstorm? Is there winter?
I feel like I got five to choose from.
Yeah, I know. It's a problem. It's a problem. They get new named people.
Or something that doesn't start with an S.
Yeah, just something. Because what do we got? We got Shells, we got Summit, we got Surly. What else we got?
There's got to be another one. Like one or two we've missing. We can't think about the top.
Yeah, I can't think of it either. But we got at least three.
Right.
Anyway, they got their snowstorm, which is their winter. I'm digging it. It's kind of IPA-ish, kind of brown ale-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what it is actually, but
it's an IPA.
It's an IPA. Then it's a pretty mild IPA. Yeah. It's there's not that kind of punch to the throat that a lot of IPAs.
To me, that is very similar to. It's a holiday beer for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I drink that. I drink a lot of the Shell Snowstorm, and then I drink a lot of the Sierra Nevada Celebration.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Right around the holidays, because it has some nice cinnamon notes to it. Really good with it. Well, it's
really good,
but it's really good with a really hearty, almost great. We'll call it. It's a gravy season beer.
It's a gravy season. Well, for your definition of gravy season.
Uh-huh.
Some of us celebrate the season all year round.
I, on the other hand, got a very light beer. It's a Lucid Air. Sandwiches.
Alright. Brisket and roast beef. Brisket, there's the roast beef.
Alright, very good. Thank you.
Good lord.
You can steal some
font of french fries,
that's right.
Alright. But I got the Lucid Air, which is a nice, light, hoppy pilsner. I think I would have gone with something a little bit darker, but I kind of got pressured and didn't know what to do. So, but food has arrived.
Food has arrived. It is pretty dead in here. In part because it's Monday, in part because it's butt-ass cold out.
Yeah. It's a holiday, so a lot of people are going to stay.
It's here. A holiday, true. But
it looks good.
Food has arrived.
Smells good.
I went with their special, which comes with fries, which is the only thing we've really eaten yet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the fries? Because you're more of a fry connoisseur than I am.
They're good. They could have used a little bit more time after the second fry.
Mm-hmm.
And they need salt.
I was thinking, yeah, just something. They need something to them.
This is good. It's a good skin on shoestring fry.
Okay.
Do we have napkins or do we miss
that? Yeah, there's a whole station here.
Oh, sorry. I'll grab
it. Way to go. Grab me some ketchup. Because I'm lazy and I'm going to just watch you. Do it slower. Yeah, buddy. Hey, ketchup over there? Excellent. Just bring it over. We're the only ones here. Who cares? Oh, okay.
Christ, man. So demanding.
I am demanding.
I think that's ketchup.
Yeah.
Dude, that's hot sauce.
Well, we'll soon find out.
That's
ketchup. It's ketchup.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. So how was your week, sir?
Very good. Very good. I quit my job last week, which was exciting.
Yeah.
So I start my new job next Tuesday, or next Monday. So I'm kind of winding everything up at my current position. But it's also nice because now I'm in that the week of, everyone wants to take me out for lunch.
Oh, at your current job.
Mm-hmm.
Your outgoing job.
Right. So that's kind of fun, seeing what I can, what kind of meals I can get out of people.
So do you judge them based on where they're willing to
completely.
Take
you? Completely. And not how you'd think, but if they're going to take me to a fast food restaurant, that's a strike against them. But if you're going to take me to the good Vietnamese place that's a couple blocks over, absolutely. Winner, winner. If you're going to take me to Wally's Roast Beef, that's even better. But, so that's exciting.
Okay. In the interest of science, would you be... What scores better? Them saying, where would you like to go, or them suggesting a good place?
Them suggesting a good place.
Okay.
I don't want to have to work at it. I don't want to think. I'm already not working there right now anyway. Yeah. I'm not working at this point. So I'm on the internet all day.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So when do you start at the new place?
Next Monday.
Next Monday, okay.
Yeah, this coming Monday, I should say.
So you're not taking any time off in between?
No, I don't like doing that. I kind of just like to hit the ground running a bit.
I guess. I'm still where I am.
And you'll always be.
And will be till probably I die. Or this podcasting thing takes off.
Or until you die.
Or until I die. So nothing huge changes. For me, we actually had the in-laws were up.
That's right.
This weekend. Which means I go out like every meal.
God forbid you cook.
It's not up to me. I'd be fine cooking. It's just, for some reason, we just always go out. So I got to sample various treats throughout the Twin Cities. That's always fun.
Now you went back to one of my favorite places in the Lowry.
The Lowry. Yep, that was very exciting. Didn't go there for dinner, or did go there for dinner. Didn't go there for breakfast like we were there for. And that was good. The place is definitely picked up in busyness.
Yeah.
They've definitely got a good thing going there, which is nice. I mean, we're fans of that place.
Yeah, good for them.
Mm-hmm. Went to Pizza Luce in Hopkins.
And that's in an old Baker Square, isn't it?
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know if that is, but it would not surprise me.
Pretty sure it is.
And I was talking with my various brother-in-law and sister-in-law, or sort of various other non-parental in-laws, brothers and sisters. My wife's brother and his girlfriend. That's what I'm talking.
Really,
about.
A lot of work.
I was trying to Holy come up with something.
Yeah, you're a wordsmith.
They're not all winners,
good
folks.
Lord.
Anyway. And
it's like you had a stroke.
We both kind of came to the conclusion that Pizza Luce is this bizarre phenomenon where it's this local chain. And every single location is different than every other location. They've got no, I don't want to say no unifying vibe to them, but just it's so weird. They're so adaptable to whatever space they're in. Like I think of the Uptown one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very Uptown bar, you know, bar slash restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Hopkins one, like you said, it's
very family friendly.
Very family friendly. I mean, they had the game on while mm-hmm. we were there. You know, it was, you know, they had the big bar area. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very Baker Square-y, as you mentioned. Been to the one at Duluth. Completely different than those other two.
And then the downtown one is completely different. From
and the, yeah, the downtown one is ridiculous. It's like, I think, I don't know, I want to say that's something to be admired, where it's so adaptable.
I believe it is. I completely agree with it. That business model works a lot in just a retail environment as well. Being the work retail, getting myself through college, at the retail location, the retail store that I worked at, each store, and there were 14 locations at the time, was completely tailored to the environment or the clientele and the neighborhood that it was in. So, you know, the Eden Prairie shop was tailored to families and people who have money. Whereas you have a Dinky Town location where it's all college students, you have a lot of used equipment and you know, more, I wouldn't say bargain prices, but, you know, bargain prices because they're...
You don't have the budget.
Yeah, you're working with people that are on a budget. And I think that works. I think that's translatable, you know, across any, you know, food, retail, doesn't matter mm-hmm. what it is. I think the truly successful businesses are the ones that can recognize that early on, especially if they have an initial success and want to branch out and realize that they have to adapt to survive. Obviously, you're going to have things that are so specialized that there really can't be a deviation from the norm.
Yeah.
But I think when you have something that is, you know, a good or a service that's you're really tailor making to a person or mm-hmm. a family or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that you have to adapt or die.
Actually, I had an entertaining moment at Pizza Luce. Now, as I mentioned, my brother-in-law and his girlfriend were with us, and my brother-in-law is vegetarian.
Hold on, I thought. We're not going very far.
You just get up and walk away while I'm talking here? You think you can just do this? You think you can just stand up?
How I do it?
Mid-story?
What I do?
Walk away? What's wrong with you?
I don't like you.
I know you don't. Anyway, as I was saying, my brother-in-law, vegetarian, the girlfriend's vegan. It's always interesting to try to find places that can accommodate. Pizza Luce is a good one for that. Mm-hmm. They've got a couple options for people. And so, on their pizza, they did the mock duck, which I don't have a huge problem with. I mean, it's not my favorite thing, but I don't mind it. They use this some sort of soy cheese. It's called like daily or something. I don't know what the hell it's called. Whatever. And I was tempted. I was tempted to try one, you know, in the interest of science and the interest of family harmony. I'm going to try one of these things. But what they did on the pizza was they got half just mock duck and cheese, and half what they called their little Gracie. which has got a lot of other vegetables and things on it as well. What turned me off wasn't the soy cheese, it wasn't the mock duck, it wasn't the gluten-free crust. It probably was gluten-free. I don't actually know that it was or not. It turned me off because the only pieces left had a shit ton of olives on them.
Huh.
And I'm like, no, I'll eat your flavored wheat gluten and your soy cheese, but olives, that's right out. That's just wrong.
That's where I draw the
line.
Wrong.
That's where I draw the line, damn it. And of course, my wife both made fun of me and agreed with me, which is kind of really the basis of our relationship.
Yeah, you both don't like olives?
Not that we both don't like olives, it's just her agreeing with me and still making fun of me about it at the same time. So we both had half our sandwiches. Now, when you order a sandwich here, it's interesting because they present it to you like it's two halves. But the buns you're given are solid buns. You're just given basically two small sandwiches.
Right. These are no joke.
These are not, no. Well, how was your opinion? I've had these before. I've had this place before. What is your opinion, sir?
It's good. It's good. I definitely, very bready.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good vehicle to get the good stuff to your mouth. The roast beef's good.
Well, what did you get?
I got the actual whole roast beef. That's literally the name of it, the whole roast beef. It's roast beef, caramelized onions, Swiss cheese, and a horseradish mayo on some nice white. I wouldn't call it a French roll because it's not as crusty of an exterior.
No.
A nice white dinner roll, we'll call it. Like an extra large dinner roll. It's quite good. It's quite good. It needed the barbecue sauce. It was just a little dry, so I was having a hard time fighting it down.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a lot of ingredients that don't move, don't lubricate the throat.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's a tricky thing. I mean, and in a way, my sandwich is kind of suffers from the same issue. Where
I suggest barbecue.
There's a lot of good ingredients, mm-hmm. But there's something missing to that prevents quick consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, you can draw whatever conclusions you want to from that. But I went with the beef brisket special, and it's pretty much a cheese steak. You know, good beef brisket. Actually, amazing beef brisket. But you got provolone, red onion, green pepper, and then kind of a horseradish sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So, in addition to it, it's very sparingly sauced. I mean, it's just barely on there. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's horseradish, which actually counts against you in terms of these sauce qualities.
Right.
It's good. I'm not saying that, but in terms of providing some sort of liquid buffer, it's not doing it. And again, the bread, I got more of a wheat roll than I think you did.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing bread.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for this kind of sandwich. It's got a good kind of heft to it. Good chew. And works amazingly well. This is one of those kind of places, having had their breakfast sandwich before, which I think is probably my favorite breakfast sandwich, period. Like, in the area.
Okay. Because I was going to bring up the cinnamon raisin bagel.
But that's not a breakfast sandwich. That's a bagel.
But it's a sandwich.
No, you don't have to do it as a sandwich. You can open face that. Yeah. I typically open face my bagels.
Okay. That sounds dirty.
It's a little dirty, yeah. But no,
that's weird.
I'm not a big.
There goes our explicit rating.
I'm not big into the bagel sandwiches, to be honest. Which is, actually, let me correct that. If it's a single ingredient,
mm-hmm.
then no.
Like just cream cheese.
If it's just cream cheese, just a slice of cheese or something like that. You know, even two ingredients.
Yeah.
I think you have to have at least more than two ingredients before I will close that sandwich up. Otherwise, it's just...
You mean open the sandwich up?
No, I'll close it up.
Ah.
It's open until you hit that three ingredients or higher limit,
gotcha.
And then you close it to hold the ingredients. I'm a man of very specific and well-regimented tastes.
Specific really would be the key word there.
But where was I going with this? Oh, this is you know, we talked a lot about last week where the big trend that we're seeing for 2013 the big trend for 2012 was brick and mortar places getting food trucks, mm-hmm. and then in 2013 reversing that, you're seeing food trucks get brick and mortar. Last week, World Street Kitchen, we talked about Smack Shack last week. I want this place to be a food truck. You know, because I like their sandwich philosophy, if that makes any sense.
And that is?
I mean, what we've been talking about. Good ingredients, good bread. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the kind of things that I would love to have for lunch. You know what I mean?
Is there a market for it?
I think so. You know,
it's not oversaturated with places like Saucy Burt's or...
Saucy Burt's is a different kind of animal.
Or Veli Deli or...
Again, very different animal.
Okay. I can see that.
You know, Veli Deli especially, I mean, that's you know, ethnic, for lack of a better term.
It's street food. It's closer to...
It's, yeah. But, you know, I think of, like, you know, Saucy Burt's would be probably the closest, or maybe Stanley's.
Yeah.
You know, one of those kind of trucks. But, you know, all of the real... And I'm talking specifically downtown here because that's my biggest area of experience. I'm sure other areas are different. But the big thing downtown, you're looking at Euros, you're looking at, you know, various, like I said, ethnic cuisines, Mexican, East Asian.
Or something like Smack Shack that's just completely off the grid.
Yeah. And while Smack Shack does amazing sandwiches.
Not Smack Shack, but Chef Shack.
Chef Shack. Same thing. I mean, they both do... Actually, Chef Shack doesn't really do sandwiches. They do tacos. But right. Yeah, there's no, like, real good sandwich.
Well, Chef Shack... I had a soft-shell crab sandwich from Chef Shack this summer, so...
I suppose. Depends on which truck you get, too.
It's true.
But... I would heartily endorse this place becoming a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting a truck. I don't know about becoming.
Now, this location used to be Amici Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we get the stamp card or something.
So
like
far,
that.
I think you need at least three locations.
Mm-hmm.
Or three different things in the same location.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Amici closed right pretty close to after we recorded there, didn't they?
We probably killed it.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be the first time.
No. No.
You're just looking at you, devil's advocate.
We're hoping.
That wouldn't if that place closed, it'd literally be a curse at that point, wouldn't you think? I think that cult qualifies for curse status.
Yeah, just burn the building down at that point.
Just start over. Turn it into Walgreens.
They're gonna knock it down. They're gonna find, you know, Indian grave sites or something under it or something.
Yep.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but
and Craig T. Nelson. He's there.
Well, he's been living there.
Mm-hmm. He's the head chef.
Food was too good. I don't see Craig T. Nelson as much of a cook.
I disagree.
You think so?
I think he would. I think he would cook him a meat burger. I see that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
He seems like a grill man to me.
Well, that's probably true. I don't know. Craig T. Nelson sounds like the kind of. It feels like the kind of guy that thinks he's good at grilling, but isn't.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I get what you mean. However, I think he's just got so many years of experience.
What experience?
I don't know.
No, Dauber. That man can cook.
Dauber.
I think it's funny that... I cannot remember that guy's name now. It's Bill something. The guy who plays Dauber on Coach. Now plays
Mr. Erickson.
Mr. Erickson.
Played,
How I Met Your Mother.
Played,
no, he still plays. He still comes up every once in a while.
So they killed him off.
Well, okay, for one thing, spoiler.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, he's come back since he's died.
Yeah.
Which, and by the way, I just want to point this out.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, amazing guy, you know, I love him to death. Live and kicking. I still tear up every time Marshall talks about his dad on that show.
Well, like, that episode was...
Well, that episode, but even like some of the later episodes where he's come up in conversation. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, I hate you, How I Met Your Mother.
I know you don't like Jason Segel that much, but he's just...
I don't mind Jason Segel.
You don't?
No, okay. I got no problem with him. Hell, I'm watching Freaks and Geeks right now, too, so... I'm getting Segel from both ends.
That's odd. That's weird. That went to a weird spot. Well, that went to a spot I think you'll regret.
No, I really don't. I regret nothing.
When you're running for school board, you know, 15 years from now.
You laugh. I've actually thought about that.
I know you have.
I'd be the fun one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think your first act as a school board would be let me try this again. Your first act as a school board member is to bring back the unhealthy school lunches.
No.
I would.
No.
That'd be my first vote.
I would demand research into making food that is healthy but of the same quality as those unhealthy lunches. I would fund R&D. I want a gluten-free, high-nutrition, rectangular pizza.
Rectangular pizza. Damn you.
I know.
Damn you.
I know.
God. Couldn't even get that in high school yet.
Oh, bullshit, we couldn't.
No, because they went to the pizza and pasta thing in high school.
That was like senior year, though.
That was like junior and senior year. Do you know how to... That was actually like depressing. Because you peel off the cheese and you eat the cheese first, and then you throw down the crust and the sauce as the second...
I guess I didn't have any sort of rituals along those lines.
I did. And that's why I'm fat.
No. For me, the rectangular pizza was something you would roll up, and you eat like a burrito. Eat like a burrito. Yep. That was outstanding.
Oh my god, square pizza or the barquito pizza.
I was never a fan of barquito pizza because
really?
I knew that was bullcrap. That was stuff you had left over, and you just needed to use it up.
Oh my god, chicken nugget day! All hail chicken nugget day!
The chicken nuggets were outstanding.
With the mashed potatoes and gravy. I mean, dip the chicken nugget in.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God, I'm just getting myself sexually excited right now.
I know, and that's something about you that I'm not really comfortable talking about. So, I had a moment, speaking of going way back to talking about how I head off today, a moment today at lunch that I wanted to bring up. We're out running errands, and let's grab some lunch, because we're out right around noontime. And looked around and like, you know, there's a Sonic near where we are. And I love Sonic.
It is a higher class of eating establishment.
It is, and I don't get there very often, because
not as often as you'd like.
No, and the big problem is it's not on the way anywhere. And I haven't hit that point of fat guy yet, where I will go out of my way for fast food.
Don't worry, you'll get there.
I'm sure. You never know.
It's not that far off.
It's probably not.
I can smell death on you.
Probably not, but my point stands. Anyway, so we're at Sonic, enjoying it, and we've talked about this several times on the show. My wife drives when we're in the car.
Right.
We pulled up to the little thingy, little pod area. And she's
I believe in the olden days they called it the drive-in bay.
The bay, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. And she was ordering for me.
Okay.
I wanted something very specific. But in the interest of... I hate to phrase it as the interest in relationship harmony, because it makes it sound like we're fighting each other all the time. But in the interest of not causing a potential issue, I simplified my order.
Okay. I've done this.
Okay.
This is not of the ordinary.
But that's kind of where I'm going with this. Right. I simplified it because, you know, I was ready to... I wanted, like, cherry limeade with this.
Yep.
And I wanted this particular thing. And I wanted this and all this stuff. I didn't even know you could get splashes of grape in it, so thank you for that.
Yeah, you can.
I'll have to remember that.
You're welcome.
May have to go there on the way back. I will go out of my way for a splash of grape. Let that be known. Let the record show.
Well, that you know for next time, because you know, you can go there for drink happy hour. it's half off all fountain drinks.
Oh my god,
sausages.
I didn't know about that either.
What? I don't go there.
No, I bet, I bet,
2 to 5 p.m.
Oh my god.
Half off drinks and slushies.
Oh my god.
Anything on the menu. Any drink or slush on the menu.
Might have to change my bus route. It'll add about an hour and a half.
You get the 64-ounce for like $2. 64-ounce cherry limeade with a little grape shot in there.
Ooh.
Change your life.
Oh my god.
It hurts my teeth just thinking about it.
It does. It does. That might be as dentist. That might be as dentist defying as the
you'll
old Nerds Blizzard.
Peeing for weeks.
But anyway, so no, I simplified my order.
Yes.
Because I knew if I tried to convey something complex,
right.
Again, this is not a commentary on my wife. She's a very smart person.
Right.
She would be able to handle this no problem.
Right.
But I had this subconscious thing where it's like if somebody else is ordering, I'm not going to throw them curveballs.
Right.
I'm going to keep it simple.
I do the same thing.
Okay.
I'll do the same. No, I do the same thing, especially like if we're taking a road trip.
And it's not even a couple. It's like if it's just another person ordering. Like if someone's
right.
taking orders around the office or something
exactly.
like that.
But for instance, like if we're on a road trip and I'm not driving or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we stop at McDonald's. I don't want a hamburger or a cheeseburger. But then again, I don't want to make a fuss.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna be like, well, I want this and this and this. I'll just be like, I just want two cheeseburgers and a large high C orange,
mm-hmm.
and call it a day. Because I don't want to make it a fuss. I also don't want her to think I'm really weird.
There is part of that. I mean, I've known my wife going on 10 years
or,
now.
Or for her to know how much I truly can eat when motivated.
Oh, that ship has sailed as far as that's concerned. But I've known my wife for 10 years.
Right.
You know, we know each other.
Yeah.
You know, but there's still that bit of secret shame.
Yeah.
Where you want to keep that bit, that dark side
yep.
of your soul.
Yeah, she doesn't. My girlfriend doesn't need to know I can eat two Chipotle burritos in the sitting if compelled.
That's just sick.
No, or
I'm actually feel bad for you knowing that.
Or the fact that if I don't eat anything for an entire day, and you know the first time I eat is at about 9-10 o'clock at night, I can put down 10 jalapeno cheeseburgers from White Castle no problem.
Well. Everyone's got that skill, that one.
I
type
could probably
of food,
do more. That's the sad
that
part.
One type of food that they can just destroy.
Destroy, yeah.
For me, it's always pizza. Like
yeah.
I could do a large pizza myself.
Yeah, like, and I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love pizza, but mm-hmm. I can't do. I can do like a frozen pizza by myself, but I cannot do a takeout pizza by mm-hmm. myself. It just I get about 3/4 done, and it's just like nope, I'm done.
Yeah,
I've been out. But.
But jalapeno cheeseburgers
from White Castle, absolutely.
I can't say I've ever had them.
It's kind of like I like White Castle, but I love the jalapeno cheeseburgers.
Hmm.
Like, but I have to have the crave. I'm telling you, it's a switch.
And it's hormones.
And it's yes.
It's your time of the month.
Exactly. But it's the same thing with burritos too. I mean, I can do two in a sitting. It's not something I'm proud of.
I used to be able to, and then I discovered the joys of sour cream, and I think that pushed me over.
See, I get mine with sour cream, and I can still do
so.
Two.
Really? There's something about it. I can't do it.
But I get I'm very minimal because I'll do beans, I'll do black beans, rice,
mm-hmm.
steak, and sour cream, and.
And
salsa.
See, that's why you can do it.
Right.
You're doing they're really half burritos.
But I can do it when I throw the fajita vegetables in there.
I want my rap to be audibly groaning under the stress of containing the ingredients.
You want that poor little woman at the end of the wrapping line to be like, it comes down to her.
Like,
she's like damn.
I want to see them. Yeah, I want them to have to tape that shut.
Yeah. Or they have to bring out the dreaded second burrito skin.
I've done that. I've done that. And there's that mix of shame and pride
right.
that you get when you have to bump
the for those of you who are interested, the Chipotle in Egan. They'll do
People are gonna think we're like sponsored by these
no,
friggin'
no,
places.
But that was a, when I worked in Egan, that was a hot spot for the guys and myself to go for lunch work. And there was a guy that I worked with that was a bit bigger than most, and he'd asked them to lay the two burrito skins side by side and do the mega burrito. So he had like a foot long burrito. And then it was like a $15 burrito.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're paying for two.
He's paying for two, and it ended up being a little bit less expensive than, because it basically just paid double, you know, like extra meat, extra cheese, and an extra skin, and it ended up being cheaper than buying a whole second burrito. But it was a sight to behold, because it took like three sheets of the aluminum foil to get that sucker wrapped up. They will do it if you ask nicely.
I just imagine when this guy walks in, I don't know who this is, so
no.
I'm not.
And I haven't talked to him in a while.
I'm not passing any judgments about him, but right. I just imagine him walking into that Chipotle and all of the workers behind the counter having the same reaction when the Japanese saw Godzilla in this movie. Exactly. Oh, God.
That's exactly what it was like. But it was an amazing thing to see, because he could polish off that one before most of us were done. You know, most of the time I'll pace myself. I like to enjoy my food. But there are some times where I will, you know, shove it in hand over fist. That's what she said. No?
No, that was bad. Yeah, that was dumb.
But to watch that, it was like a machine. I mean, it was like Joey Chestnut doing the hot dogs on the 4th of July.
Just unhinges jaw like a cobra.
Yep. It was exactly what it was like. How do you fit the whole thing in? I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it? I gave you the opportunity, but you're going to do it. But no, okay, so I'm not like overly sensitive.
You were on the right wavelength with this whole, you know, masking your order so you don't sound weird or fat or whatever.
And actually, I think it works out for everyone, because what I find myself doing in situations like an office where everyone's doing an order, when we've got people over and we're doing yard work or something like that,
right.
And we're gonna put an order in to somewhere, I'll take the order,
right?
Because then I can go nuts.
Oh yeah,
in complete solitude,
yep.
And no one has to know.
Yep.
So I more often than not, I'll end up.
Thank you
very much. More often than not, I'll end up paying for it.
Right.
Just for the privilege of being able to
order whatever
to order without fear.
Yep. I completely agree, and I've done the same thing.
Yeah.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like we've shared a moment.
But I believe it's we now know each other on a different level.
Which is, you wouldn't think would be possible after 15 years of.
It's been longer than that. It's got to be longer than that. It's gotta be. Please tell me.
It's probably closer to 20. Okay. Now that I think about it.
Exactly.
Wow.
No, please God, tell me it's been longer than that.
I don't know how I should take that comment.
Yeah.
Probably not well.
No, probably not.
No. So, what's your opinion of Nuff?
I like it. I think the fact that I'll be working in this area is kind of exciting, and I will be back.
Yeah, you got a whole new world opening up for you.
Panoply of restaurants. I mean, you know how long it's been since I wanted to use that word?
I don't think we've actually said where this place is. I mean,
it's not far from here.
Where Nuff is.
Oh.
Jesus.
Well, for those of you who know where Hazel's is, it's right next door. I don't know the cross street, so.
This is... that's a very good question. I don't remember them either. But it is in...
Hold on. I got this.
Yeah, we've mentioned Hazel's before. Huge fans. I want to say it's on University. That doesn't sound right. We could look it up.
I'm looking it up. But
it is in that area where you've got Hazel's. You've got, I think it's called Sarah Jane Bakery.
Okay.
Or Sue Jane. It's a two female names. I forget the name of it. But that bakery is great. The Hollywood Theater is here. I mean, there's a lot of cool. There's
how about Johnson Street?
Johnson,
28th and Johnson.
Where was I thinking? University.
The 29th and about 29th and Johnson.
Yeah. Not far from the quarry.
I don't know where you thought University? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not right.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
You are stupid.
But
I'm just glad.
But you're a fan.
I'm a fan. I will be back. It will probably be low on the rotation until I get back, but just because there's so many places that I love around
here. We have to explore, too, because there's places you haven't been to around here.
I know. My brain is just exploding. Be hitting my favorite ones, like, next week. Senya Sinlac. Yeah, buddy. I'll talk you rando. Might even get a Afghani pizza at...
That'd be sweet.
Bring that bad boy back to work. Just stink up the office. I'm the stinky new guy.
It's important to make a reputation in those first few days.
Completely. Yep.
And you have to be forceful about it, otherwise a reputation will be made for you.
And that's within driving.
And you have no control over it.
That's true.
So you gotta, it's kind of like prison where you gotta, you know, stab a guy the first day.
Yep. Brasa. Anchor.
I always forget Brasa's around here.
Oh, God. Brasa.
It's kind of in a... I think Brasa's in a terrible location.
It's a terrible location, but it is worth the drive.
Yeah, that's true.
I will be getting Momos next week from Crooked Palace's takeout. Because of fat.
Yes, you are.
With like 2 orders of 10. Thank you. Like a 20-piece McNugget.
McMomo.
McMomo. Oh. Tell me that wouldn't sell.
It would not sell. Not here.
There's a lot of fat guys out there. This might sell.
Fat guys? I'm just saying you might want to enunciate that a little better.
There are a lot of fat chaps.
Well, I'm okay.
Is that better?
Well, you kind of softened the T, so it made it sound like you were saying something you weren't saying.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Just clarifying. I know you're not
a wordsmith.
Well, I was going to say, I know you're not a homophobe, so I didn't want people to think that. I'm doing this to protect
you. I appreciate that.
As you should.
They got a big old menu.
Huge menu. Sizable breakfast menu. It's about half and half. They only do breakfast for about half the day, which I think is unfortunate, and I think that's a mistake, because I think, you know, and granted there are kitchen logistics at play here that I'm
right
stupid about, but this is those one of those kind of places that I would love one of their breakfast sandwiches at like 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
That would be awesome. Like, if they could do... It doesn't even have to be the whole thing. You know, just maybe a limited breakfast menu
right.
that you could do, you know, throughout the day. That would be outstanding. But they don't. It cuts off at 11:30. You know, I feel the same way about, like, McDonald's and Burger King, too. I think if I want a goddamn croissant sandwich...
Yeah. So you're a fan of the Burger King breakfast?
Right? I'm always a fan of Burger King breakfast.
I'm not. I don't like
Burger King. Well, you know, not everyone has to be into good things.
But I like McDonald's breakfast.
McDonald's is terrible.
In really, Burger King is better than McDonald's
yes.
breakfast?
Yes.
You high?
The best thing that McDonald's does as far as breakfast is concerned is those bagel sandwiches. And
those are terrible.
That's my point.
You know nothing about
what. What does McDonald's do good on breakfast?
Biscuit sandwiches.
Biscuits? No, they're biscuits. I have roof shingles with more moisture in them than a McDonald's biscuit.
That's probably true. Look how old your house is. It's like, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give you that point. That was good.
I'm here all week.
No, their biscuits are terrible.
The sausage McMuffin without egg.
Yes. That's just an abortion. I'm sorry.
So good.
Breakfast without
egg. It's a dollar.
Breakfast without egg makes baby Jesus cry.
Okay. Let's compare hash browns to hash browns.
Because the hash brown
disc at McDonald's
fine.
Is far superior to the top.
No, no, there is no
yeah.
there is no difference between McDonald's.
A huge difference.
No. I am a tot man.
I know, but because they don't have tots at McDonald's, they've got the big ass one, the big ass disc. You were so wrong.
You're an idiot.
You're
stupid. It's amazing you can dress yourself. That's how dumb you are.
I dress myself nicely. Thank you.
Like I said, it's amazing.
My warm roof over my head as well.
Hey, my roof is great. It's the floor that's the problem.
The floor and the windows that are doing the job.
It's the floor and it's everything under the roof that's the problem.
You're cold. But yes, going back to this.
is that what we're talking about?
I agree with what you're saying. I that your line of thought worries me a little in the fact that they're next to Hazel's, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably go there for breakfast.
counterpoint to that, yes. And I did consider that, but right. Counterpoint to that is Hazel's does not do takeout.
Fair enough.
This place does.
Fair enough.
So if I was like on my way home from somewhere.
Advantage enough.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, but no, the Hazel's point is a good one. Mm. But it to me, they're different beasts.
Different beasts.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also a fan of this place. I think I love a good sandwich. Mm. And they've got some really good options. The brisket, the whole roast beef that you've had. They've got a Virginia ham, which is outstanding. And they've got a lot of different. Even if you're not into sandwiches, they've got and for breakfast they've got omelets, they've got
quiche.
I've not had their quiche yet, so I can't make any judgments about it.
But it's also listed as a side.
Well, we went over that with the proprietor,
right?
And
no go.
He did not. Well, I'm sure he would sell me a quiche if I asked for one.
We should ask for a quiche on the way out.
Quiche to go. No, I'm full. Thank you.
There's always room for quiche.
Yeah, but no.
But they have pie, too.
They do have pie. But I have pie waiting for me at home because my in-laws...
This is going to a weird place.
No, my in-laws... that's only going to a weird place because you're a pervert.
True.
My in-laws, on the way up from Milwaukee, they stopped by the Norske Nook. So I got...
Legend of the Norske
Nook. I got a half lingonberry apple pie waiting for me at home.
You son of a bitch.
I'm going to... Just
did whipped cream?
Just to bother you? No, we don't. We were going to put some ready whip, but it had expired.
Just for that? I'm not going to stop for ready whip for you.
That's fine. That's fine. But you know what I'm going to do later? I'm going to cut myself two pieces. I'm going to eat one of them pieces.
You're going to throw the other one out?
And no, I'm going to eat one of those pieces. I'm going to rub the other piece on my genitals. And then I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you. So.
Just...
to prove you wrong, just to hurt
hello,
you.
Hello, explicit rating.
Hey, genitals is a medical word. It's not explicit.
That was vile. That was vile. That was wrong.
Just wait for the picture, my friend.
Oh, God.
And I'll do it. Heather goes to bed early, so I got extra time now.
I can't tell where the pie starts and Evan begins.
Oh, that's just wrong. And now you've taken it to a weird place. Anyway, not to jump from that topic to final reviews.
Ish.
I mean, I think we both agree. I mean, this is it's a great place. It's got good potential. It's only been, like we said, it's only been open for a couple months, but it does have really good potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it does well.
Me too.
You know, it's in a good spot, I would love this to be kind of another feather in this neighborhood's cap, as far as food is concerned.
Arrow in the quiver.
That's another sort of applicable metaphor, but
I've been reading.
I've noticed. I've noticed. Anyway, and as I did mention, they do takeout.
Right.
Which is awesome. You can call ahead and get the takeout. Like that's awesome.
I'm surprised they don't know your order by name by now.
Well, again, this isn't on the way anywhere.
Ah.
And I'm lazy.
That you are.
Yep. So anyway, we do want to thank you guys very much for listening. Thank you to hopchart.com for sponsoring us, as always. You can follow us on facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife, foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife, and twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. Stay tuned. We've got some cool shows ahead as the air gets warmer. And
yeah, a couple months
things
from now.
Like that.
When the air gets warmer.
You never know. Global warming is an amazing... Global warming is a fickle mistress.
It did go from like 40 to -6.
Yeah, so we might have an outdoor show next week. We don't know.
It's true.
So anyway, thank you guys as always for supporting us and retweeting us and all that good stuff. And what?
I just thought of something we should have talked about, but we'll talk about it next
week. We'll talk about it next week. All right. There's a little... You want to tease the people a little bit before...
No, because it's about one of our favorite guests, and it's a funny... A funny story.
See, you know what I love about you? Mm. You've been podcasting for 5 years.
Yeah.
Or close to 5 years now.
Yeah.
I ask you to tease something.
Right.
You say no and tease it anyway.
I teased it.
I find there's...
I'm a complex individual. I don't know.
You, of all people, should know this.
That's
one word for it. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, as always. And we will see you next week.